Welcome to Relay FM, Switch On Membership Month. Today, I'm your host, Kathy Campbell, and I'm going to be bringing you something a little different. But first off, if you're listening to this right now, all of the people on this call that you don't know who they are yet, we want to say thank you for being a member and supporting Relay FM, Switch On, and all its hosts and the community involved. So for today's episode, I have brought together hosts from three of my personal favorite shows on the network to play a game. So from Make Do, we have Julia Scott.
Hello.
And we have Tiff Arment.
S-K-O-T-T.
And then from Roboism, other than myself, we also have Alex Cox.
Hello, Kathy Campbell. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay. And then also from my other show, Conduit, I have Jay Miller with us.
Zap.
Brilliant. Perfect. Love it. So this group of interesting people who decided to say yes to my idea are here, and we are going to play Taboo.
Has nothing to do with the game Taboo.
No, of course not. Legally distinct, secret...
To make do.
All right, we're going to play To Make Do. To Make Robo Do.
Yeah, I was like, we kind of steamrolled that one.
Yeah. It's fine. It's going to be great. The game that we are playing is legally distinct from the game of Taboo, even though I do have a fancy sound maker that is definitely not labeled with a registered trademark in any way. But basically what we will be doing is each of our hosts will be getting a PDF with a list of words on it. And all of those words on there also have a list of words that they cannot say. So the goal is to get their partner to guess the main word at the top, and they're not allowed to say any of the words in the list. If they do say one of those words, you will hear
awful,
which means you have to move on to the next word. So thanks to the great, oh my gosh. What is it called? Oh, goodness. Thanks to the great random.org, we have our teams. They are Alex and Julia, and Tiff and Jay will be the teams. And we are going to start in alphabetical order, which means Team Alex and Julia are going to be first. So I will be sending a PDF to Alex. You will have 1 minute to have Julia guess as many words as possible on this list.
Without the dreaded honk.
Yes, without the honk.
I have a question.
Yes, Jay.
I pass out when I laugh too hard. Do we get extra time if that happens?
If there
I would like a new partner.
If there is proof of falling out of your chair because you've passed out, then yes, we will start the round over. Otherwise, I'm sorry, it will be assumed to be a fakery in order to get some sympathy points. So let's see. Are you ready, Alex?
I am indeed. So do I just start with any of these? And
that's a very good question. The problem is if you start with any of them, I can't know
which word it is.
And if I had thought about it, I would have numbered them. But instead, so let's just start at the top left and go across in normal reading fashion. And then you can always skip a word if you need to. How's that sound?
Okie dokie. All right.
All righty.
Julia, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. This is one of my favorite foods that I will typically have at the beginning of the day, sometimes when I'm out to brunch, and it comes
Coke,
in both a
eggs
close it is or not
Coke.
Close, but that is something I would do. It is both you can get it in a circle or a square option. There
waffle.
This is on most people's faces. If you get too close to something and you're blinking, they could burn off. Wow, this is a strange way to describe this. You put
lashes, lash curlers, glasses, magnifying glasses.
I'm going to give it to you. You said eyelashes, or you said lashes, so yes.
Okay.
All right, next one. This is a...
And time.
Oh, gosh darn it.
No, that's good. That's good. That helps me. Do we think a minute is too short, or do we want to keep that and just keep on the same page for future? What do we think?
I mean, I am like, let's go until Alex gets all the points. But other than that, I have no opinion.
I want to see how our team does first.
Okay.
This is the minute round.
Yes, first round is a minute. All right. So Jay is on two. So I'm going to send that card over to you in Slack.
Oh, so I'm guessing.
So yes, Tiff is guessing because T comes after J.
Groovy.
And the reason that this is here is because that is the order in Slack, because when you star channels in Slack, it does them in alphabetical order. So that way I can try and keep track of who has which sheet so I can buzz the correct words.
All right, Tiff, you ready?
I'm so ready.
All right, let's go then. This is the round. I just said it.
That.
Oh.
Okay, Bob Ross has a bunch of these. Beats the devil out of it.
Oh, brushes.
Kathy?
What type of?
Oh, paintbrushes.
Yes.
Elizabeth is one of these.
Holmes. Queen. No.
More
royalty.
Yes.
Matriarch. Grandmother.
What kind of government is
royalty?
She is.
Say more words so I can think of
she
it.
She is the leading blank of England.
I can't think of the word.
There's a whole house of these. They ruled Europe.
Parliament. Okay.
Okay, pass. If.
Okay, time.
Stuart.
So that was monarch.
Yes. I was like, all I could think of was matriarch.
And the first one was meatball, and I said round as I looked down at the last word and was like, oh, yeah, that says round.
Yeah. That's good, though. Good job.
Need
good
more
job.
Time.
No, yep, that's okay. But this is
now
good.
For the 2 minute round.
Yeah. We'll let Julia and Tiff each have a leading option.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, host. I don't know what to call being the giver of the words, but it's fine.
The giver of the words.
Yeah,
nailed it.
There we go. That's the official title. And then next we'll do maybe 3 minutes. I don't know. We'll see.
The word giver and the word receiveth.
Receiveth.
The Kathy taketh away.
Yes. And
she buzzeth
Kathy
away.
I'm here for this. This is all fantastic. All right. Let me know when you're ready, Julia. Or go ahead and just go, and I will start the thing.
Okay. There's a shirt that both is called this and has a little dude on it who is doing the thing.
Polo?
Yes. Yeah. You shoot at an arrow. No, wait. At a target. I'm stupid. Sorry. When someone is dead and you want to put a rock over where they are, it is called a
tomb. Tomb. Headstone.
So close. Put the two things together. You
tombstone. Tombstone.
Yes. The person when you play the stupid thing where you have to put a tiny little ball far away, you have a person who carries your things for you. Or you take your stuff in it when you're in a dorm. You have a shower this thing.
Caddy.
Yes. When you make money, supposedly you get a lot of good
capitalism. Injustice.
When you get
time.
Your
time. Good job. That's 3 points.
I was about to say that in my country, you get a lot of good services for the things you pay out of your salary.
Yeah. Like, this is an American and a European. Money means different things for many different reasons.
Fantastic. All right. Now over to Tiff. I'm sending you your list.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're reading it in reading ways.
Yes. That's the official terminology.
All right.
Here we
it's
go.
Your fault for giving me this word.
I know.
Tell me when to start.
Whenever you start, I will start the timer.
Okay. You get these at Trader Joe's and you often kill them very quickly and they look like vaginas.
Tacos?
they grow out of the ground in
lilies,
pots.
Irises, whatever those stupid flowers are called.
No, the really difficult, tulips. Annoying ones that old ladies spray in greenhouses, and they have big.
Please pass. I have no idea.
Okay. This is a person that can show you where things are.
Tour guide?
And.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
This is a place in a state.
Capital?
That's a fortress where a lot of people died and they want to think about it often.
Monument?
But they always are trying to think about it in their mind palaces because people died there. I'm going the next one. All right. You go to a place and
time.
They make your.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Wait, it's over?
Well, yeah. Sorry. Time's up.
Was it Orchids and Alamo?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if I was going.
See, it's funny. I wanted to make sure. So I may or may not have random.org'd a little bit to see, to make sure that Tiff and Julia were not on the same team. Because you podcast together and Alex and Jay kind of have a podcast together too. So I was like,
I felt like I could have guessed a whole bunch of Alex's. I was going to guess popcorn for her breakfast.
Eaten with a spoon, of course.
Yeah. I'm not a monster.
I just can't remember the names of things.
That's okay. Words are hard.
It's a good thing that's not what this game is about.
Yeah. All right. So we are going to go, I guess, back up to the top. So Alex, if you want to use the same card and you're going to start at number three.
Okay. Yes.
And we're going to do 3 minutes on the timer.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
I know. Because I put a lot of work into these cards, so I want to make sure that they get
used.
Yeah. Yeah. And by a lot of work, I mean, I definitely did not use the cards out of my taboo box that I got from Goodwill, because that would just be ridiculous. And I would never do such a thing. Okay, so 3 minutes on the clock. We will start as soon as you start.
All right, you're playing a video game, and you're playing the game Dune, and you're walking down a hall, and you turn, and then you turn, and you're just walking everywhere, and suddenly you hit something and you can no longer go. You can no longer proceed. No, but because of the wall. No, but...
A block?
No, these are all of the things. This is a way to describe all of the things that you are saying. You can no longer move.
Frozen and
something that is an end, but that's unalived.
dead?
Is that the
yes?
Okay, I don't know if I broke the rules.
Yeah.
This
put
is
him, put them together. Put them together, Julia.
Unfair.
Dead end.
Yes. Yes.
An iPad can be a laptop or a tablet because it is something
compatible?
That it does start with that letter. This is something that can change into, or sorry, it's not something. I can. I'm passing on this one.
Okay.
My cat looks at my cat's doing this right now. He is looking at me because I believe he wants treats.
Can't say want.
Dang it. All right. In a bad joke, Ricky Gervais says, I identify as a attack.
Helicopter?
Yes. This is a smart thing that Syracuse has started installing in his house.
That narrows it down not at all.
sorry. This is used along with a COVID test to figure out your what your body the
an oxygen
water.
Monitor?
It is sometimes put in your butt or your ear to give you. Yes, this is the thing that Grey's Anatomy. No, in Seattle, there's this thing that you need to ride in order to sometimes get
fairies?
Places.
Yes.
But the singular version of that.
A fairy.
Yeah, I will accept that you had 5 seconds left, but that was all on the card. So we're good. You cleared out the page. The page is cleared.
We cleared the page.
But I will take plurals for, like, if you pluralize it. That's
what was the thing that I couldn't figure out.
No, it was convertible, and I was looking at this, just dreading it, and I was trying to think of something and could not. But Tiff said,
"Were you not allowed to say car?"
What did I was not allowed to say car, open, top, or sports. What was the unfair I did or the ruler broke?
Was Kathy helping? I was like, that's not fair.
Yes, I agree. You were nudging along. I was doing, Julia and I were doing great. Julia was doing better.
Yeah. But, well, and see, you didn't know that you could, like, say, if the word is guest, you can then say that part of, like, if it's a two-part word.
Ooh,
and you
guess
part of it.
That does change the strategy. All right, it's on. Like,
let's
go.
Well, then on page two, we're going to start on that fourth one, Jay.
All right, you ready, Tiff?
I'm so ready now.
All right, 90s movie Angelina Jolie, Blank the Planet.
Of the Apes.
No.
Blank the Planet.
The guy that plays Shaggy says it. If you're on your device and it's acting weird and someone has gotten into it,
hacked.
You could say that they are a
hacker.
Yes.
Hacked.
Okay. There are a bunch of these. Sometimes they come in 200 pieces.
Puzzles.
I said the word. Okay. The next one, we probably all drink something that gives us this
gas
in the morning.
You said drink.
Caffeine, energy.
Oh my gosh, I'm terrible at this. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
If you win something, you might get a
prize.
If you lose something, you might get a
punishment.
No, for if somebody finds the thing that you lost, you might give them a
surprise.
$500,000. Yes. Some people get ice cream after
dinner.
A procedure to get
tonsillitis. Tonsillectomy.
I'll take it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Tonsils. A tiny equine thing that kids often will ride.
A pony?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So I messed up on puzzles and caffeine.
No. Yes. So I paused the timer because you're only halfway through, and I am now going to send you the next card and then restart.
Okay.
The
how much
count.
Time do I have left?
A minute and a half.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's why I'm gonna. Okay. Let's see. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So you are on card number 6, 5, 6 on here. Okay. So you start whenever you want, and I will push the timer.
I don't have.
I know, it's like I was sending it. I was sending it, Jay.
My bad. Okay, let's go. Okay, Tiff, in New York, you have the subway, which could also be called the
subway.
Nope,
tube? It's a underground.
What type of vehicle is it?
Car.
No, planes, blanks, and automobiles.
Trains.
Okay, now what's the last car of that.
Caboose.
Sorry, you said last.
Okay. Okay, we all have pins like this. They're fancy pins.
Pins? Yeah. Sticking?
Writing. Oh, writing.
Fountain. Fountain.
Yes.
Pen.
Okay. Yes. You shouldn't put children in this.
plastic bags.
No, 2016 children in
Tupperware.
The bad thing. this is a place where you might go to see a bunch of animals, and the animals are usually in
the zoo.
Yes, but they're also in
cages.
Yes. Okay. If you
am I getting these?
Yes. Yes.
old hip hop song. Blank that all on the floor.
Drop that all on the floor. No, leave that all on the floor.
Something you would do
criss-cross
to someone's butt.
slap it.
Something. Another word for that.
Tap it. Hit it.
Open.
Smack
open
it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Time.
Okay.
Good job.
Things to do with the butt.
And things to not do to children.
Don't go in cages.
Yeah, cages.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, funny. Okay. All right, Julia.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. You are on the fifth. Sorry.
Sixth.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have some requests of saying like ding or something when a word is right. So we know like when we got it.
Yes. Good call. I don't have a bell. I feel like that needs to be a business purchase for the next time that I play this game.
A ding, a vocal
but
ding.
I will also go ding. I will. I will vocalize it. But now basically I've always wanted a bell and I've never had a reason to do a bell. So I think I'm going to have to play this game again.
Ooh, absolutely.
Is what I'm hearing.
I'm excited for a vocal ding, though. Not going to lie.
Yeah. can you remind me if you got Alex did not get taxes, correct?
No. Yes, I'm one of those.
OK. Ooh, nice. That is a very good sound. That was a very good sound.
The thing that Kathy needs to help me pay.
Yeah. I know. Still waiting for the stuff, but that's fine. Javier, cut that. Anyways.
Javier, keep that in.
All right. Ready whenever you are.
Yes. There's a singer who died recently who was in Rocky Horror Picture Show and in Spice World.
Meatloaf.
Yes. Ding.
Ding.
Oh,
ding.
Okay.
There's a song that goes, welcome to the, it's a place
Internet.
Where there are animals that are wild and things.
Jungle.
Yes. Ding.
Ding.
This is what we call soccer. You do this with your
football.
Foot.
Kick.
Yes.
Ding.
When something is wet and you hang it, things come off of it.
Dry. Drip.
That are, yes.
Okay.
Time.
Pausing to send the next card, which is 3 + 4 = 7. Card number 7. Sending
I think
that
Julia is
over.
Just too good at this game. That's what it is.
5, 6, 7. Going to 7. Okay, I'm sending it.
It's because I have a very large family and need to be efficient to get a word in edgewise.
I'm resuming. Go.
Put out plates and things on this when it is time for your dinner.
Tablecloth. Table.
Yes. Ding.
This is made from eggs and oil, and there's a lot of debate on
cake.
If white people are way too into it. It comes in jars. You put it in
marmalade.
Like tuna. You put it with tuna sometimes. Sometimes people
mayonnaise.
Yes. Judy is the best one of these. There's
Judge.
There's tons of TV shows. Yes. This is very healthy. Sometimes people are called this when they are kind of hippie-ish.
Vegan granola. Granola?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You hold this over your head when the wet is coming. Yes.
Ding.
This lady was very young, and she thought that she heard God and went to tell
Mary
the emperor about having to fight, I think, maybe the English? I don't know. She had short hair, and there have been a lot of amazing movies about her.
Joan.
Yes. And you jump out of a flyy thingy, and I don't know why you would do this, but hopefully you have...
Wait, ding. You said...
What did I say?
Jump.
Oh, I said jump. Yes. Okay. You have the animals that are hunted by other animals, so things like...
Predator.
Ding. You said hunt.
What did I say?
Hunt.
I did, didn't I?
Yep.
There's a cereal that has as its...
killer.
Mascot... a big feline
Captain
thing.
Tiger.
Yes.
All right. And then there's 17 seconds left. So I'm going to say you wiped the board and not enough time to.
We could have gotten more.
That's because I said stupid words that weren't supposed to go there. This was my fault.
It's okay. I'll do the next card if I can figure out 7, 8.
I really feel like we 11. Were set up.
No.
Excuse me, Jay. I also have a very, I don't know if y'all can hear it. It's a terrible noise. It's like, so I'm like, was that a ding or was that a, like the bad sound? Or is it just the truck paving our sidewalk? Anyway, Julia, you rock.
Okay.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm going to send the next card. Let's go. We'll see how many you can get at 17 because we'll just go through it again. Are you ready?
Ready.
Like, okay. Sending card 11.
Okay, you sit on this very fancy city thing if you are, for instance, a queen or a king.
Throne.
Yes. If you are an animal with...
Ding, by the way.
An animal with a beak, you do this thing where your butt
Bing. Time's up.
Wait, I said peck before that. Was it peck?
No.
No, it was waddle.
Oh, that's so cute.
And he waddled away.
Oh. All right,
got
Tiff.
Any grapes?
All right.
Sorry.
You are on.
See, this is what you do. You get an ADHDer. You get a foreigner with ADHD on the show late at night, and this is what happens.
It's great. We're doing good. All right. I am ready when you are, Tiff.
Okay. I'm ready. The opposite of a pedicure.
Manicure?
Ha-ha.
Nice.
Rhyme. Can I do rhymes with?
Yeah.
All right. Rhymes with shoop.
Soup.
Keep going.
Goop. True.
Okay.
One more.
I take it back. You can't do rhymes with.
Soupy.
You take a substance into your hand or apparatus that you're using and you put it into a bowl. And sometimes it's referred to as a dollop or a
scoop.
Yeah. All right.
Ding.
This is a long body of water and the vessel
ocean.
You use to travel it.
Riverboat.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is a, it ascends you
drugs
up when you're in a mall and you need to go to the second
escalator
floor.
Elevator.
Aha.
Nice.
This
Ding.
Is the top of the world.
Kilimanjaro?
No, like the top of like our Earth globe.
Oh, North Pole?
Yeah. This is a form of writing that is very specifically written in
cursive.
It's more of a, it's not a long story. It's
short story.
It's not a
poem,
story at all, really.
Poem,
but it's
letter.
One of the, it could be like that, but it's specific to a culture that
song
certain white men get very obsessed with.
jam bands.
It's a place where a lot of the it's the home of a certain kind of animation.
Disney.
And it's a form of writing that tells a quick little story about stuff very specifically.
I have no idea what this is.
Scheme. It has a
poem, a rhyme scheme.
But right, but like, what kind of poem from the place?
Iambic pentameter. I don't know.
The place that invented hentai.
Nursery. anime.
I'm trying to guide you.
You're doing great, Tim.
Yes.
Calligraphy.
That. No.
Three. Kanji. Two.
No.
Manga.
Time is up.
I'm writing.
Here.
Haiku.
Oh.
That was so good, though.
It really was. I thought it was anime. I was like, oh gosh, bravo, YouTube, gosh.
I was like, written in white
people.
There's
so many words that I couldn't say.
I know.
I was like, I don't write and I'm black. I don't know the answer to this.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that was so good, though. You're doing great. You're doing so good.
Great.
All right.
We finished the card.
Yay! All right. We've now done two rounds. How is everyone feeling? Do you want to do a third?
What's our points? We need to tally the points.
Oh, yeah. Gotta count the points. Hold on, because I lost track. I was tracking on the PDF, and I stopped tracking on the paper. So let me count.
Jay, we had a good run there.
I mean, I thought we
Until
were doing good.
We were stopped
good.
By the haiku.
Yeah. Oy, my bad.
It's hard to describe. I don't know the numbers. I don't know the actual, like, what is it?
757.
If I'd known that, then I could have said that. No, I didn't know it.
Is it 757 or 575?
I don't
575.
Yeah. 575. I should have just said numbers and it made a
You
could have
been like 121 and I was like, haiku.
Yeah, exactly. I could have said anything other than what I said and you might have said haiku.
I have to remember that Kathy got these out of the box because in my mind, I'm like, what would Tiff have to say about anything that's related to like writing? I was like, Twitter, like microblogging. And I was like, wait, no, this is a children's game. Let me think.
Also, I don't know what version this is. So it's very old based on some words that were used that I took out.
I need to apologize to the entire world and mostly Japan for my knowledge of Japan. What I chose as your distinguishing features. I'm really sorry.
Goodness. So in a surprise, so Alex and Julia have 16 points and Jay and Tiff have, hold on.
Five?
18.
No, wait,
what?
Wait,
how is that where we didn't even finish a whole card?
Wait a second. Hold on.
What? Okay, so I could be wrong.
I mean, that obviously I'm going to say that I think you are, but I think that when even the opposite team is confused.
I know. Okay, so on page one.
I'm like, we tanked it. Like, we tanked it hard.
I don't know, though, because, okay, so page one.
Okay, so
one,
we got seven on the first one.
Yep. And then Tiff and Jay got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the second page.
But what about on their first page?
Well, so I don't care which round it is because each of you individuals, like.
I've got a total of 9 that Tiff got of mine. Because
I had 1 from the first round that Jay got of mine.
Right. So on the second card is it's 2 times Jay has used the second card twice, 2 different rounds.
I have?
Or, sorry, Tiff has done the second card. And finish that out. And there are 5 wins on that second page. Or no, Jay. Jay did that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so page 2 was Jay's.
Maybe
Tiff
the real winner was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah. Okay, because...
I can just read off the ones that I know that Tiff got right.
Paintbrush, hacker, reward, tonsils, and pony.
And puzzle. Right?
And then I know
that Jay... No, because I said pieces of puzzle.
Yeah.
And then I know that Jay got guide, manicure, scoop, riverboat, escalator, and North Pole.
Correct. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah, and then, well, no, on the second page, you also got fountain, cage, and smack.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I had no second page.
Correct. One, two, three. Okay. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's 14. Okay, then I don't know how to. Oh, I clearly don't know how to do tick marks. I think that's my problem. Okay, so all together now, Javier, please cut this out. Or you can keep, you know what? You know what? Screw it. You can keep it in.
Don't, but I'm going to double check ours because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hold on. On the first page,
no, wait,
is
on the
Alex.
On the very first page, Alex, how many did I get?
Waffle, eyelashes, soap, dead end, beg, or
nope, not beg.
No, I did not get beg.
Helicopter, thermometer, and fairy, which yes. is 7.
Okay.
And then on the third page was Julia's.
Yeah, so I have, because I have polo, tombstone, caddy, meatloaf, jungle kick, and drip. So that's 7 on my first.
Uh-huh.
And then table, mayonnaise, judge, granola, umbrella, Joan of Arc, and tiger. That's uh-huh. 7. So that's 14.
14.
And then throne. So that's 15 plus the ones that Alex had for me.
Right.
So that's 19.
Yeah. So clearly I don't know how to do tick marks. I think that's my problem. So I did them wrong.
So it's 19, 14.
So...
That sounds about right.
Oh my gosh.
It sounded that we won, Jay.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, Kathy.
Yes.
Before we decide if we want to do another round, why don't you tell us the scores?
Thanks, Julia. What a great idea. So in second place, we have Jay and Tiff with 14 points, and Ooh. Alex and Julia have 19 points. So anyone's game if we want to play.
Do you have a lightning round prepared?
Sure.
Ooh. What if the lightning round is Kathy reads them and we just all shout at Kathy?
I mean,
oh, yay.
That can work. That can, and sure.
Oh, and as we know, Kathy is amazing at tick marks. So what if you just do like write all four of our names down and then, you know, just tick off whoever got it right and do a ding every time someone gets it right. But you don't say who. And then we can all get mad at you afterwards and be like, no, I got it first.
You know what? I'm here
definitely
for
lost.
No. I think I have another suggestion.
I'm here for another suggestion.
Obviously, I'm kind of speaking on my own account, but maybe we also just agree that everyone's a winner and thank everyone and go home.
That's an option too.
That sounds great. And next time we play this, I will have a scorekeeper, so I don't have to keep track of it. But we'll do one page of it, and y'all, I'm going to do a so you tell me if you got it, basically. Like, I will tell you if you get the winner, and you everyone keep track of if they got their own point. Does that make sense?
Okay.
No,
we're keeping track of our own point.
Yeah,
I just realized there's going to be internet bandwidth issues, so people are going to be shouting over each other. Why don't you just weakest link it and be like, Julia this, Tiff this, Alex sure. this, Jay this.
Okay, so you'll each get a card.
Everybody gets a card.
Okay.
Okay, and I will go through and these will be cards that nobody has in their possession, so no cheating. So I will go through and I'll say, Alex, you're up for the first card.
How much time do we have?
Until, like, you have a minute for one card.
A whole minute. Okay.
And then if you don't get it, like, we move on to the next person.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll see. That's going to be great. It's going to be great. Okay. Alex, are you ready?
Actually, will it mess you up if someone goes first, because it's very, very loud here and I'm trying to keep I cannot hear.
No, I can start from the bottom and work my way up.
I'm the bottom.
You are the bottom. Yes. Just how I
well,
like it.
At least if how we're bottom. I mean, I have to have that. Yeah.
From real.
Yes.
To
yes.
Yes. power bottom.
Once again, thank you, everyone who chose to
it's
listen
just
to this.
Two words together, power and bottom. They're completely innocent. Great. I don't know what's wrong with you,
it's
Kathy.
Fine. Steven won't be listening to this anyways. We're good. Okay, so Tiff, are you ready?
He knows what's up.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is the top of a building that you live in, and people put Aspire. Boxes in it usually.
Attic.
Yes. All right. Okay, so I will put a point for
you. I will keep track
you.
Of my own points.
Okay, good. Well, especially since Julia and Jay both have a J, so I can't just write the letter on the card to let you know who it is, and it's too hard to change colors in preview mode, so I'm not going to do a different color, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. Julia, it's your turn next. Are you
okay.
ready?
Yes.
I mean, technically, Jay... Yeah, that's right. Julia's bottom.
Yes. Yes.
We're stacking up.
Yes. Okay. So this is the shape of a dice. A normal
a cube.
Yes. Sweet. Okay. That you got it. That was the
good point.
One
put for you. All right. I don't need the timer because it's too hard to keep track of the timer. So you can
you
just
say
get
that
it
now,
until you get it.
It's
I know.
Jay's turn. We'll,
yeah. That's true. Okay. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is a very underrated Disney movie about a dude with glasses who ends up going into a ship.
Atlantis?
Yes. Sweet. That Whoa. Was the correct.
You said underrated?
Yes. It's an amazing movie, and I will hear no argument otherwise. Alex, are you ready?
Absolutely, especially because it is an underrated movie, although I did silently shout. No, I mean, I did shout. I just muted Lilo and Stitch. So,
oh, totally.
Know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, at least Lilo and Stitch, they have characters at Disney, which is why it's not truly underrated, because there's never anything from Atlantis anywhere.
As there
see, I assume every like brunette guy in Disney World, like just any twink with glasses, I'm like, hello, Milo. So any twink, anyone eating a... Anyway, Kathy, we were going to read a card before.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's Milo / the Mummy Corps.
Yes. Anyway, moving on. So in The Wizard of Oz, there are four
Road.
Main characters.
Which?
The lion, the
witch,
Tin Man,
wardrobe,
and
scarecrow.
Yes. Sweet. Good job. That took longer than I expected, but that's cool. I love you, Alex.
Wait, Alex, would you have gotten Doctor Who Family of Blood punishment?
Doctor Who Family of Blood punishment? No, I'm not. Wow, I'm a fake Doctor Who nerd. I would, as soon as you said, if you said Cillian Murphy, then I would be like, yes, even though I don't even know if that's his name. Oh, Batman.
Oh, goodness. Well, all right. So let's do another one of these, whatever this round is called. Are you ready, Tiff?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is... a decoration that goes on the entryway to a house during
tinsel.
The winter.
Wreath.
Yes. Perfect.
We need more yelling.
Yes. All of the yelling.
Be careful of what you wish for. Tiff Armand.
Okay,
the next round should be someone just shouting all the wrong answers while you're trying to get to the right answer.
Tiff, you could have literally just started that instead of telling everyone.
I say start it now.
Yeah, Hiller.
Hey, Julia, your turn. Are
Wrong
you ready?
Answers only.
Yeah. Oh, that's a game show.
That is a game show.
Wow.
Oh, wrong.
And I can't even plug my ears because Kathy is in my ears.
Yeah.
Wrong answers only. That's going to be the new game show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Julia, are you ready for
yes.
the right answers? Okay, this is an event that a lot of times people in the U.S., I don't know if it's otherwise, film it, hang out in the summer time when time has passed. You also do this in
a reunion?
Yes.
I preferred Rammspringer, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty close.
That was really close, Jay. Good job. All right. Speaking of Jay, it's your turn. You ready?
I invite all hecklers. Let's go.
All right. This is a thing that you do when the weather is nice and you can take
surf.
Food.
Picnic. In.
Yes. Sweet. All right. Alex. Are you ready?
Big whoopee. No, let's go. Let's go.
All right. Okay, so this is something that you can put on a tape or a
peanut
CD
butter.
In the
recording,
past.
Recording, song, that, playlist.
Yes, perfect.
Did
Got
you eat
it
with peanut butter?
Because I think they heard put on a.
Yes. Yes.
You just gotta start shouting things. You just gotta start. That's exactly the way to do it. It's like with Pictionary when there's a single line and you start guessing things.
Listen.
Yep.
Yep.
Everybody listening should know that I definitely have a healthy relationship with competition, board games, video games, and the sticky things you put in your mouth. So it's just, I'm very good at this game, I've decided.
I think this is the first time I've had Doom mayonnaise and peanut butter all in one show.
And that's what we bring you here at Relay FM. If you're still listening to this, thank you, I guess. Choose to give your money to any of these incredible hosts that agreed to come on this show with me.
Should we actually talk about what our shows are since we haven't done that yet?
This is a perfect encapsulation of what we do on all of our shows.
100%.
But if you're not familiar, Tiff and Julia, would you like to describe the magic that is Make Do?
We talk about art and making and creating and creativity and angst and happy angst, maybe.
Our show is about the joys and anxieties about making art, and Julie and I talk about it bi-weekly, where we discuss our own journeys as well as the journeys of some of our friends that we have on the show, or just kind of chatting about the trials and tribulations of being someone that, you know, loves to make things and the challenges that we face.
Perfection.
That was better.
Both of you were great. All right, Alex, tell us about Roboism.
Gosh, Roboism is a show about robots, tech and isms, but mostly robots and my, let's say, left of center leanings that I subject Kathy to. And it's mostly an excuse for us to talk about like current events, but in the framework of like futurism and look, another ism.
or it all comes down to isms.
Indeed. Also, cute, like, little bleep bloop sounds, and it's just a really, really fun time. And it's the podcast I've been doing the longest, even though we only have, like, 50 episodes? But, man, this... Kathy was previously a host, I believe. I don't know why I'm doing Roboism History Corner, but it is not, I would never call a show my favorite show, but if folks would like to support it, it's one of those things where I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to record a show about robots and this is my dream. So thank you, Relay FM, Switch On, for just being so great. And thank you, listeners. It's truly a joy.
And
we also
Jay.
Want to thank our listeners because so much. And we love you more than the Roboism listeners.
Tiff was just so like beautiful and elegant. I was trying to like be like as coherent, and then I'm like, oh, I'm failing at this, so I'm just gonna go for groveling. I suppose
groveling is great. It sounds.
Thank you, Parapals. I love it.
We all love our Parapals equally. All right, Jay, what is Conduit?
So Conduit is a weekly check-in with myself and Kathy Campbell and our amazing conductors, the people who commit to us to give us a task, or I guess give themselves a task of what they are going to accomplish in the next fortnight. I said weekly. It's fortnightly. Yeah, we meet every 2 weeks, not 1 week. It's been a week since we last talked, so it's kind of weird. Anyway, we talk about productivity without bringing apps into the picture for the most part. And we also talk about it from a perspective of realism and not what we would hope. So my favorite topics are what can you do when you can't even, or odd in some cases, and how you deal with taking mini vacations or not take. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong show. That's due by Friday. but we often will end the show with challenging ourselves to do something just a little bit better. And then we'll check in with each other. And also our audience gets to do the same thing. And we commit to reading every single connection on the show.
As of right now.
But
in the future, we're going to have so many. Oh, there you go. Yeah, prove us wrong.
Put us in our spot. I say I'll read all of them. We'll do a whole show of reading them until y'all decide, like, no. So let's do it.
all right. And so I think with that, I'm going to say we're done.
I'm going to say that I have an unsolicited comment and interrupt you with the confident, unearned confidence of a white man and say that both
a white man
the show.
I've heard that today.
Yeah, I have made that joke three
white
times
men are
today.
Getting really pummeled here on the air.
It's the one space
that they're not represented
right now.
Wow, we did grab the most diverse cast members to put them on the show.
you want a token show? Get on all of ours. But both Conduit and Make Do have made me laugh and cry in the same episode. Multiple episodes have made me laugh and cry like at the same time. And they are so, so good. So seriously, folks, check them out. And I think the two of your shows also like balance. It's like your sibling shows. They balance each other out in such a beautiful way. They're totally different, but I love pairing them together. Like now I have a Conduit and Make Do Day. It's great. Thank you so much for making the shows, guys. It's great.
When Kathy and I were
Congeniality Award goes to
Well, now that this is the Make Do fan cast, I mean, when Kathy and I were talking about making Conduit, we basically came down to let's make do, but not make do.
Oh, really? That's so cute.
It was basically the inspiration, like this, the overall feel vibe that we were going for. So because we heart you.
Make do, but for the things that actually make money.
I didn't say that.
You monetize your hobby.
Yes. After you monetize your hobby, come to
Conduit.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So this was so much fun. Thank you all for agreeing to do whatever this was. I don't know about you, but I had fun. So thank you.
And thank you, Kathy, for organizing all of this for us.
Thank you, Kathy.
Absolutely. The work.
That's exactly what I was hoping for was, you know, I was fishing for thank yous.
I was like, thank you.
And also you will, if you don't follow Kathy on the other things, you will never be sad forever if you have Kathy in your life.
100%.
Literally cannot imagine my life before Kathy Campbell. I mean, like I can't, but it is a dark, sad place without a magical business unicorn.
Oh my gosh.
First time I met her, you know she gave me a ride somewhere.
Yeah. She basically forced you in my car. I was like, I'm taking you to the hotel.
It was almost an abduction if she wasn't so nice about it.
You know what I just realized? That she is Kathy Campbell. Because she can do anything. That was...
What?
Wait, what? Oh,
Kathy can do it.
Yeah. Okay, with that, we're ending this show. We're done. Thank you all once again. And thank you for listening if you made it this far. Visit us on the web at places that you can find in the show notes below. Or also hang out with us on the Discord. Okay, bye.
Wait, did we do it?
Was that the show?
We did it. Yes, you did indeed, Con, do it. Thank you for listening.
I wanted to do the thank you for listening.